we're really excited that we're not making too many changes to the shuttle service. We are making a change for the Downtown Bryan service. It picks up near the Claremont's Library. Those are going to be running with A&M buses this year. Mm-hmm. So look for the typical A&M buses on that route. We also have the shuttle from the American Momentum Bank. Mr. Adam has been gracious enough to ask us to be out there again. So we've got that shuttle. So those are the two shuttles from way off campus. We've got four routes that go to student apartments, and we've got several routes that basically cover the campus. Those buses from American Momentum Plaza start running at 3 hours pregame. They run through the game, so you can get, if you need to leave early, you can get out. Okay. And they continue until 1.5 hours post.
Anything that you would just suggest to somebody who is interested in taking the shuttles to the games?
I think two things when you're using the shuttles. One, get there early, especially the American Momentum Plaza route fills up. We've only got 1,000 spaces out there, so if you want to ride that early. The shuttle from the Downtown Bryan is really good if you want to go down there before the game or after the game to shop or eat. It's a really nice, relaxed route. We have the route is really fairly rapid. It seems like it's a long way away, but it doesn't take any time at all, and it really goes very well.
Game day traffic management for those poor souls that decide they do want to drive to campus. Anything that they really need to know about parking this year on campus?
Couple things on parking. Number one, let's keep in mind, we're unloading the fourth largest downtown in the state on game day. So if you think you're going to just drive off campus with no problems at all, maybe check your logic there. I think really what we see is the best experience is one where you get off campus and then move around on other streets. So, for example, going into Bryan, getting to Villa Maria and Briarcrest, and then going east and west, getting out to the bypass and then going south. Getting off campus first and then moving around to where you want to go is a lot better than trying to come back through campus. The Destination Aggieland app has a whole bunch of traffic information. You can download that for Android or Apple. Just look, search for Destination Aggieland.
Well, and that's also great recommendations for people who aren't even going to the game and they're just in town, you know, maybe just trying to get to, you know, Walmart or Target or wherever, staying on those more perimeter roads.
Exactly.
Versus being in town.
And understanding what's going on. If you can find live traffic information on the Destination Aggieland app, you can follow us on Twitter at GetToAggieGame. We do push notifications through the app, so we tell you when lots are going full or when the shuttle buses start running. There's a lot of good information that we're pushing out all day. Obviously, listen to the radio, stay in touch with what's going on. I think all those are really good tips. Couple things about parking. Number one, the Kane Garage is new. It's the garage between the Memorial Student Center and Welborn Road, just across the street from Kyle Field, so you can't park anywhere closer than that. People who don't have parking can buy that parking. You can go to the Destination Aggieland app or the transport.tamu.edu website and look for the Park Me service that you can buy that parking online. It gives you a QR code. It's really, really quick. We are on the traffic side. We are controlling a lot more of the area around that Kane Garage to make sure that all those folks get in there and back out. So Old Main at Welborn Road is going to have a lot more control at it. We're going to work it more like the way we do Houston Street down off of Bush. 3 hours pregame, it's going to be essentially closed unless you have a permit to get into that garage. So in the past, if you've dropped off somebody at the MSC or gotten a ride over there, that's not going to be possible anymore. You can come in to a little bit of that area, but we're going to control that a lot better. If you're taking Uber or a shared ride or a taxi or a limo, because we can't let you into that area around the MSC, we've set up a separate lot, Lot 30E. It's right across the street from Old Main, near the Hullabaloo dorm complex, Keithley Fowler Hughes. That's where you can go to pick up any of those rides.
Again, the name of the app is?
Destination Aggieland.
Okay, great. What is a website that if someone's at home and maybe just wants to go straight to their computer or just another place that they can go and get that information?
You can also find a lot of this information on gameday.aggieathletics.com. That's got the parking information, it's got shuttle bus information, it's got traffic information, it's got information about a whole bunch of the other game day and Kyle Field event.
And then obviously, you know, with some of these opponents, UCLA, who knows how well they're going to travel, but especially in future games where you've got opponents that are a little bit closer, or just SEC games in general, because their fans travel really well, just keeping in mind that there's going to be that many more visiting fans as well, too, correct?
I think it's really exciting. We've done the Football Friday event down in downtown Bryan every year. We'll be back again this year, publicizing the app. But you see a lot of fans from the other teams coming into town. It's really pretty cool to feel like the game experience starts on Friday.
Okay, great. Yeah, great information. And obviously the first game, it's going to be a little chaotic just with everyone figuring out where they're going. So definitely give yourself some extra time this coming Saturday.
Couple other things to note. Post-game, Coke Street is also going to be controlled. We have a bunch of people trying to get out of the University Center garage, and we've had folks coming in Coke Street to try to pick up their tailgate on Spence Park. We're going to ask you to hold on for that. Well, until we get those folks out of the garage, should take 60 to 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. Soon as that traffic flow ends, we'll open that back up, but we're going to ask those folks to just hang on and let us get people out before you come in and pick up
your
tailgate.
Have another beverage, hang out at your tailgate for a couple
right.
more minutes. It'll
exactly.
be fine.
Exactly. Have some more barbecue.
Celebrate the victory.
7 times this year.
There
we're going to have that experience. We're also closing a couple of roads farther out away from campus. University Drive at Welburn, sort of right there on the edge of campus. Some of those connections will be closed. Again, you can find that information in the app and on the website. We're doing that to try to cut down on the amount of traffic that has to compete with this Kane Garage traffic that's trying to get out. And also Holloman at Welburn. In the past, we've closed the right turn off of Welburn onto Holloman some of the time, and we left it open some of the time. We think it's probably going to be better to just close that for about 90 minutes. We're trying to prevent traffic from backing up onto Welburn and causing a potentially crash-inducing instance. You can really get around without getting past some of these closures if you just take a look at where we're closing the road. For example, you can go south on Welburn and get to 2018 and come back north on Welburn and get onto Holloman that way. You can go all the way down to Kane Road or Rock Prairie Road and come in the sort of south end of all those apartments that are along there along 2018. So there's a lot of ways that we are helping traffic move through. We're asking people to think about it a little bit and figure out where those routes are.
And key word is patience, correct?
We are unloading the fourth largest downtown in the state, and we have nowhere near the number of freeways that Houston, Dallas, or Austin have.
Right.
So patience is much appreciated.